Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting a survey now. I would like to...
Wait a minute, what are you saying?
Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey now. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues...
About what?
About politics.
I'm not a politician.
But in this case, this survey is focused to women. Is there a woman in your household that can take the survey now?
Well, what do you want to ask them?
There are several questions about the upcoming elections.
What election coming up?
Yep, but in this case, again, this survey is focused to women. Is there a woman who can take the survey now?
Yeah.
Okay, may I speak with her? Sorry?
My spouse is here.
Okay, may I speak with her?
Hello?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm listening.
Hi, I am Mary, and I just would like to know, I am talking to Mildred Nichols Mayo.
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask you your race?
My race?
Yes.
Yes, I'm a black lady. Negro.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What is your age?
Around at least about 81, 82. I'm not sure quite yet.
Okay, thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
It will be definitely vote or probably vote?
It's going to be what?
Definitely vote or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Pretty much about the same.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You said election? That the country
direction the country is headed in.
Are you satisfied with the direction?
So you want to know, I need to answer. Am I satisfied with the way the country is being handled?
Yes, or dissatisfied.
Or dissatisfied. I'll take satisfied.
Okay, we'll be just satisfied or very satisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I'll go with approve.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the economy, how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living? Is it falling behind the cost of living or rising to the point where you cannot really get ahead?
Now say it again. What is the question?
The question is, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salaries are keeping up with the cost of living? Are these falling behind, or rising to the point where you cannot really get ahead?
Well, I'm retired.
Okay, but your income, would you say that is keeping up with the cost of living? Is it falling behind?
Yes.
Is keeping up or falling behind?
It's keeping up.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important one, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all for you. The first statement that we have is creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. It is important to you, somewhat important, or most important. Remember, you can grade it from 0 to 10.
Wait a minute. What is the question now?
The question is, or the issue that I will read to you, you will let me know how important is this to you at the time of choosing who are you going to vote from 0 to 10. And the issue stated here is creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness.
Gosh. And I have to say, I approve or disapprove. I don't know what kind of answer you want to get.
Yeah. The answer that we need or we're looking for, if this issue is important for you at the time that you select or you make your choice for whom are you going to vote. So if it is important, it is, or the most important for you, it is a 10. If it is somewhat important, it is a 5. If it is not important, a 0 or any number in between.
But I don't know what the question I'm supposed to answer.
The question, the statement, I will read to you a list of different situations, and you will tell me, after I read that to you, you will tell me how important is that to you on a scale 0 to 10. The first statement, creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. Is this important to you, and how much?
Yes. Yes, it's important to me. I think people need to have decent living places. So I would say up to 8.
8, okay, thank you. The second statement, reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
And what was the statement?
Reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold back cops accountable.
I don't understand that, though. Yeah. And what am I supposed to say? Yes, no, or what?
The same. If it is important to you or not important to you, from 0 to 10.
Okay, and so I need to give a number?
Yes.
8.
8, okay. With this following statement, the same. You will let me know how important it is for you from 0 to 10. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10 is all it should be protected. Yes.
Sorry, what number again? I couldn't hear it.
I said 10. You should.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers.
I say, well, I guess it goes to 10.
10, okay.
Not sure, but.
Okay. Then we have fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
We have what now?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Fighting. 10.
understand. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
And taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future.
Seven.
Seven. Okay. Thank you. All right. Next question. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? I will read a list of options. You can choose up to two. The first one, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Second, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Third, combating the rise of the white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Four, tackling inflation and improving the economy. Fifth, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Sixth, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Seventh, stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedom from being rolled back.
Thanks.
Would you like me to read them again?
Well, I don't. What do you want? You want me to tell you as you call them?
That's
confusing to me.
From the list that I just read, you can choose up to two of those statements that you consider they are, what do you think the election should be about? Your personal opinion.
Go ahead. What I think about the election that's coming up, is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, but I have a couple of statements, a list of statements, and you can tell me from this list what are the most important to you and the election should be about.
Okay, and I can tell you which one I think that would be better for me.
Correct. You can choose one or two. I will read back the statements. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedom from being rolled back.
And I'm supposed to choose one of those?
One or two, yes.
It would be nice if I'd had a list, because that's a full question. So I have to say, I can't really answer that, because talking about it and not seeing it, I'm seeing a hard time.
Would you like me to read the options again?
Yeah, and if the option comes, then I'm going to ask you to hope that's one I'm interested in. How many answers can I have?
Two. Okay. I will read the question now, and then I will go with the options. So, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose up to two options. First option, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Second one, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Third one, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Fourth, tackling inflation and improving the economy. Fifth one, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Sixth, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Seventh, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedom being rolled back.
And now I, you know, okay, now that, now you read them to me now, it's a whole lot to remember at my particular. So I have to, now, so in order for me, what am I going to mark out? What is it?
Yeah, it is, these statements pretty much represent options about what will be like the center or the main idea or intention of this elections for you. What you consider everybody thinks about at the time of going to vote. So you can choose up to two of the options, okay? If you, you can stop me at any time while I'm reading, okay? So the first
Stop and tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Tell me if what I just read, it's something that you consider is important, just you can tell me that one, and I will select that one. All right, so you don't have to wait for me to read all of the statements again. Okay.
Now,
so,
go ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing this like this, but go ahead.
Don't worry. I mean, if you want to do it that way, it's fine. If you want to wait for me to read them all, it's okay.
I'm tired of that. But go ahead. What was the question? Let me go with the question.
Yeah, the question is, what do you think the elections should be most about? One, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Two, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Three, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Fourth, tackling inflation and improving the economy. Fifth, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Sixth, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Seventh, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back.
Then you finished reading. What, I have to give you a number?
A number, or you can tell me if you remember a word, or as you feel better for you, I will adjust to check on the options that you want to continue to select.
I can't really. I need to see, and then I can say yes or no. That part I can't help you with.
Let me try with this one. Let's try it this way. Do you think elections should be about protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms?
Yes. One.
Yeah. And I will do this with every option, okay? Do you think elections should be about stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back?
Say that again.
Yeah. Do you think the elections should be about stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back?
No.
Okay. So, do you think elections should be about combating the rise of the white supremacy, discrimination, and racism?
What was the white protection? Is that what you said?
Combat.
Let's go back and say that again.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think the election should be about? Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism?
Do I think elections should be about it?
Yes.
Yes, I think it should be about it. Everybody should be even. Whether they're whatever they are, if they're a woman, they're a little, she has her right to vote. And some of this I just need to have on paper, but go ahead.
Okay. Do you think elections should be about tackling inflation and improving the economy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think the elections should be about bringing in new leadership and making a change with the first woman of color president?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think the elections should be about improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable?
Yes.
And do you think elections should be about stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedoms from being rolled back?
Do I think... I didn't catch that one.
Yeah. Do you think the elections should be about stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedoms from being rolled back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, for you, 6 out of the 7 statements are important. Now, out of those 6, I want you to choose what are the 2 most important for you.
Okay.
So, I will read them again. Remember, this is towards the election should be about. So, again, I will read what you selected. You selected protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Then improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. And last one, stopping our hard-fought-for rights and freedoms from being rolled back.
Now, my answer to you has to be how now?
Your answer, out of these 6, you need to select those 2 that are the most important for you and that you consider the election should be about, but just 2 out of the 6 statements.
That I think it should be about?
Yeah, the election should be about. Everybody should think this is the most important for me to go and vote. And that, you know, everything in the election should be around this. So you need to choose 2 statements.
Well, I think election should be about people who will be running for the states or America. I like the idea of female being president. So
would you think that will be on your top 2 of statements, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president?
Yeah,
Okay, perfect. So, and then before you have selected protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms.
Yes.
Would you say those 2 are the most important to you out of this list?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we can continue now then. Okay, now. But don't worry, we did it. So we can continue. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards the name, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel about it.
How many of these did I have to answer to, though?
And this list has 8 names.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first item on the list is Republicans in Congress. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
I guess to 8. I mean, you said 100.
Yeah, 100.
Okay. I'll go to 90.
90. Okay, remember, 100 or close to 100 means that you feel very warm about them, and 0 or close to 0 is that you don't feel favorable about them and you feel cold about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be 90, okay. Now, the next name is J.D. Vance.
Who?
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance?
Yes, Vance.
I don't know who's Ben, J.D. Benz.
J.D. is J for JSN, Juliet, D as in Delta, and the last name, Benz. J.D. Benz.
J.D. Benz.
Yes, J.D.
So what's the question?
Again, how do you feel about this person from 0 to 100?
I don't know them that well.
Okay. All right. So would you rate him as no opinion or never heard of him?
I have never heard of him.
Okay. Okay. All right. No problem. Next name on the list is Jill Stein.
Jill
Stein. Yes.
So what am I going to... I don't understand this.
Okay. In this case, when I give you a name, you need to provide me a number from 0 to 100 and rating how much or how favorable you feel towards this name. 100 is the you feel super favorable about it, and 0 is the, for you, is really unfavorable. So... Jill Stein, how do you feel about her?
Jill, what did you say? Jill who?
Jill Stein.
From 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
I would go 90.
90, okay. Okay, next name, Donald Trump.
0.
0, okay. Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama. I'd give her 10. Is that 10 or? Yeah.
100 is the highest.
Okay. I'll give her 90.
90, okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
From 0 to 10?
To 0 to 100.
To 100. 0 to... And the name was what now? Ronald?
Robert. F.
Robert.
Kennedy.
Oh, yes. Robert Kennedy.
Yes, Junior.
Okay, Junior. So I'll give him up to 80.
80. Okay. Joe Biden.
I'll give Joe Biden... 95.
95. And last one in this list, it is Kamala Harris.
She's new. I think I would go with 90%.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Am I?
Don't worry. I will read the question again, not a problem. If the elections were held today, imagine that today is the election day. So I will give you the list of candidates, and you can tell me for whom would you vote. We have Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Jill Stein, or Cornel West.
The first, I would not, go ahead, I would not, this is terrible. What was the first one?
Kamala Harris. Kamala.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's one. Go ahead.
The second one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The third one is Donald Trump. The fourth one is Jill Stein. And the fifth one is Cornel West. Those are the candidates. For whom would you vote if Election Day were today?
Okay, now tell it again. I'll say yes or no, okay?
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. Trump
is zero.
Yeah, in this case, you just have to choose for one. I mean, if you were right now voting and these were the names on your
I would go, yes, now I know what you're talking about. I have to select one out of that group. And
yes. And
I am interested in Kamala Harris, so you don't have to read me anymore.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, don't worry. We got this. Don't worry. I got you. Okay, so in generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with the few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree with the statement. There are
you give me the statements and I can tell you whether I agree.
Exactly. Yeah, there are two statements, just two, and you tell me after each one of them if you agree or disagree. Okay, the first statement is, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I agree with the statement.
How much do you agree? Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. The second statement. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I agree 100%.
Strongly agree. Okay. Thank you.
Strongly agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns of others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling this issue, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. I have a list of five issues, ongoing issues of the American people. And you will tell me first, who will handle it better, either Kamala or Trump as president, and second, how much you feel it will be better. So we'll go with the first one. First statement, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women. Who do you think will be better handling this topic, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
And do you think she will do somewhat better or much better handling this topic?
Much better.
Much better. Okay. Second statement. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. So, who do you think will be better, Harris or Trump?
I think Harris will be better than Trump.
It will be much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Third statement. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Who do you think will handle this better, Trump or Harris?
You said, that's a terrible...
This is gun reforms.
What was this again?
Yeah. This statement talks about gun reforms, so that helps to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them in the first place.
Okay, I think Harris would be better.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
All right. Fourth one, improving K-12 public school education.
And I have to answer, what about the school? They need help.
Yeah, so who do you think will handle this topic better, Kamala or Trump?
Kamala.
All right, it will be much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
All right. And then the last statement for this question is fixing the immigration system. Who do you think will do that better, Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
All right. It will be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. All right. Okay, next. I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in the 2024 elections. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing. You can use, remember, any number from 0 to 10. There are two statements. I will go ahead and read the first one. There are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change. But instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live, yeah?
Go ahead.
We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it with the power of our vote. We can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off our streets. So do you think it is a convincing reason or not at all convincing reason for vote?
Is it a convincing reading for the vote?
Convincing, yeah. Do you think, pretty much, is how much do you think this will convince people to vote, this topic? Remember, 0 is not at all convincing and 10 is very convincing. So what number would you give to this reason?
10.
All right. The second statement, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country. And now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. So how do you consider, is this convincing or not for the elections?
I don't know. It should be a part of the election.
It's pretty much, this statement is talking about the performance of the Supreme Court in the last few years and how prioritized this topic should be for people at the time of voting. If it should be a very convincing reason to go to vote or not at all convincing reason.
The convention needle.
Okay. What number would you give, remember, from 0 to 10?
I'd give them 8.
8. Okay. Thank you. All right. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their mind and that it's okay if you didn't or you did not. But let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I think they are important, yes.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of websites or apps for each. Please tell me if you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Facebook in the past 2 days?
Facebook?
Yes, Facebook.
No.
No. Have you used Instagram in the past 2 days?
No.
Okay. Have you used TikTok in the past few days?
No.
Okay. Have you used TikTok in the past few days?
No.
Okay. And have you used Twitter in the past 2 days?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
Married.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't have any 18-year-olds.
Okay. All right. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I don't know. I really have to go now.
Don't worry. Right? We have 2 more questions to go.
Well, you got to go real fast. I've got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, we're almost done. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year?
Every week.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Hello?